السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فنكسر درو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. Again, every single week we gather here on a Friday in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of places and the best of days. And we make shukr, we make hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather once again. This is a privilege in itself, to be able to gather in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for only His sake, to worship Him, to learn about Him, to learn about His beloved alayhi salatu wassalam. This is a privilege and an honor for every single Muslim. And we should take this as a privilege. As a Muslim in today's day and age, we can no longer become complacent with our deen. We can no longer become, you know, just say, you know, the things that I know as a Muslim, that's it, and I'll just live my life. In today's day and age especially, this cannot work. You cannot just say, I'm going to pray my 5 times daily salah, fast in Ramadan, pay my zakat once a year, learn the basics about Allah, learn about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that's it. No. In today's day and age, this doesn't work. A Muslim in today's day and age, because the world is rapidly changing, the world is constantly changing, the world is constantly moving forward in different fields, in technology, in politics, in geography. The world is constantly changing. So as a Muslim, we also need to be on the upper hand. We also need to understand what is going on in the world. Whether it be here in the UK, whether it be in America, whether it be back home, or in other countries across the globe. There are decisions that take place in other countries that affect you and I directly. We need to understand what these decisions are. We need to understand who makes these decisions. As a Muslim, we need to be aware of the world as it is today. Our beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are especially important. These are the fundamentals of our belief. If we do not have the correct beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our actions as a Muslim, they are no longer accepted. You no longer be considered as a Muslim. Because the first thing as a Muslim is to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the first section, La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah. So you must know your beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must understand who He is, who you are worshipping every single day. This is a fundamental of our beliefs. There are people, especially in the UK, we live in London, in a multicultural society. You will come across Jews, you will come across Christians, you'll come across atheists, humanists, liberals, secularists. You'll come across all of these. And because we live in this city, we need to know how to counteract them. We need to know how to speak to them. If they were to give you something, if they were to say to you that God doesn't exist, give me a reason why, are you able to respond to him? Are you able to respond why God exists? Are you able to give him a single reason as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists? Many of us would not be able to answer this question. If a Christian was to ask you, what are your beliefs about God? Because Christians and Muslims, we have different beliefs about God. Christians believe about God that, you know, his son was Jesus alayhi salam, that his son was Sayyidina Isa. This is what Christians believe. They also believe that their God is all-merciful. We also believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-merciful. And I had a conversation with a Christian. I'm not sure if he was a priest or if he was a preacher. I'm not sure what he was, but he was a Christian with some sort of knowledge. And his conversation I had with him, he asked me about my beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told him Allah is the most merciful, the most loving, the most just. And he loves everything. He loves all of his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Christian says, no, your God isn't all-merciful. And ask him why. And he says that because, you know, your God, he will punish you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the power to punish us. If we perform sin, he has the power to punish us. But the Christian says to me, my God, as long as you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are saved. It's what the Christian said. And I said, but this in itself shows that the Christian belief about God, it shows that their God has no power. It shows their God has a deficiency. What is his deficiency? The fact that he has to rely upon his son to save everybody else. This is a deficiency. You say to a Christian, they will not be able to comprehend this. They will not be able to understand this argument. You say to them that you believe you can only be saved if you believe that Jesus alayhi salam came and died for your sins. Meaning, as a Christian, you can go and murder people. You can go and kill many people. You can go commit zina. You can go commit all the sins across the world. As long as you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are saved. You will have no punishment and you'll be saved. This is the Christian belief. And many Christians believe this. When you hold them to account for this, they will not be able to understand our argument. Why? Because they're so, it's called compounded ignorance. They've dug themselves so deep in the ignorance, they can no longer understand any other viewpoint apart from their own. So when we say to the Christians that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-adl, He has got the quality of justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can punish whomsoever He wills, and He can reward whomsoever He wills. And He does not rely upon any of His creation for this to take place. My students in Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah, my students, they study the book of Aqidah. It's by Imam Ja'far Al-Tahawi, who lived in the first few generations. He wrote a book called Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah. Just recently, in our lesson, when I taught the students, we came through the topic of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this topic in itself, every single Muslim needs to understand. Because, as I said, you'd have Christians come up to you, you'd have Jews come up to you, you'd have atheists and liberals come up to you asking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one argument that they always come across, you will always come across this argument, is that if God exists, then why do people suffer? If God exists, why are the children who are going through poverty and starving on the streets? This is one of the biggest sort of arguments they cause for the non-existence of God. That Allah doesn't exist because of these reasons. The first principle we need to understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created all of creation bi'ilmihi, with His knowledge. And He did not have, and rather He had all of His qualities, all of His sifat, meaning He's Ar-Rahman, He's Ar-Rahim, He's Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Khaliq. He has all of these qualities even before He created the creation. Meaning before creation was created, before the creation was created, Allah was still Al-Khaliq. He was still the creator. Before there was sound, Allah was still all-hearing. Before there was anything to see, Allah was still all-seeing. This is the belief that we have as Muslims, that before creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still had all of His qualities. His qualities were not added to Him, nor were His qualities taken away from Him. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His ilm, is also infinite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never learns something. He can never learn anything. Why? Because His knowledge is infinite. Before He created creation, He had all that knowledge. After He created creation, that knowledge remained the same because there was nothing to add to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge is infinite. He knows everything. Everything that there was, everything that there is, and everything that there will be. This is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So back to the argument, that if God exists, why is there suffering in the world? Why are children in poverty? Why are children starving? Why are there bombings across the world? This is the argument. So with what we just learnt, we can also understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not rely upon creation. He's not dependent upon anything. This is what we also learn from Surah Al-Ikhlas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. He does not rely upon anybody. Rather, all of creation relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's Al-Malik, the owner of absolutely everything. He has the quality of rububiyya, total ownership, total sovereignty of everything, of all of creation. If you have a toy, if you have a car, if you have a house, you can do whatever you want with your house. You can do whatever you want with your car. Okay, you can paint the walls, you can break the walls, you can build up a new wall, you can put wallpaper, you can do whatever you want with the house, whatever you want with the car. Yes? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-malik of everything. Malikul kul, the owner of absolutely everything. So whatever He has created, He has ownership over that. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His creation. and we belong to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our owner and our creator. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he wants with us. If he wants to punish us, he has full right to punish us. And we have nothing to question him. We have nobody to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wants to praise us, if he wants to reward us, he can do so. We cannot question why. Okay? This is the belief as a Muslim. Allah does not depend upon anything. We are dependent upon him. If he wants to do something with the creation, he can do so. And it cannot be considered as unjust. This is another point. Some people may say, okay, Allah can do whatever he wants. He can perform just action, he can perform unjust actions. No. Allah can only perform actions which are just. He cannot do injustice towards his creation. He's always just. If he wants to bless you with iman, if he wants to bless you with any reward, this is through his fadl. This is through his grace. If he wants to punish you, if he wants to test you, this is through his hikmah, through his ilm. We cannot question him. We cannot say, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done this to me? I've been in conversation with Christians for quite a while now. They cannot ever understand this point. They think, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he punishes somebody, they do not have the concept that Allah owns absolutely everything and we belong to him. Their concept of Allah, their concept of God, is that he relies upon things. And this in itself, if you're a Muslim and you believe that Allah relies upon something, this is a form of shirk. This is a form of polytheism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot rely upon anything. This is غير ممكن. This is not a possibility. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must also understand, there are things that are possible for Allah, and there are things that are also impossible. This is also a tenet of faith. You look at Aqidat al-Tahawiyya, the belief of the Salaf al-Salihun, they also believe this. You look at the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah has power over absolutely everything. The Salaf al-Salihun, when they interpreted this, it was different. People today interpret it by saying, Allah's power over absolutely everything, even those things which are impossible. Meaning, some people say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to lie. We've touched upon this before. This defect is an impossibility for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is غير ممكن. You look at Aqid al-Tahawiyya once again, the book of Imam Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah ta'ala. There are things which are possible for Allah, and there are those things which are impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ascribe a defect to Allah, this is also a form of shirk. To say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lie, to say he can backbite, to say he can have a son, not say he has a son, but to say he has the ability to have a son, this is also shirk. This is also shirk. To say that Allah has the ability to have a son. Not that he has a son, but the ability to do so. These things, as a Muslim, especially living in London, okay, those who have come from back home, whether you've come from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the society there is different to here. Here you will be questioned. You will be asked whether you go to work, whether you go to school, college, university. You will come across people. In fact, I was in Stratford Station one time, and I was just walking to Westfield, and somebody came up to me, a Christian priest, and he began to question me about the high levels of theology. They began questioning me about sin Adam alayhi salam, and as they call it, the first sin, the concept, the original sin that the Christians believe in. The story is too long for me to go into right now. Inshallah, another time. Just a few announcements, inshallah, to make. The first thing is, inshallah, Shakir will be coming around with the bucket for you to donate to the masjid, inshallah. If you don't have cash, we have a card machine, so there's no escape for you, inshallah. Do donate to the masjid. Secondly, every single Friday we have the Reviving Light Gathering. This Friday, meaning today, there won't be Reviving Light Gathering, but we will have Maulana Shakir Nuri from Sunni Dawat Islam and Qari Rizwan. He'll be coming tonight, inshallah, and they'll be blessing us with their presence and their pearls of wisdom. So those who have time, do come down after Salat al-Asr, 7:30, and take from the ulama, take some pearls of wisdom from them, inshallah. This is only for brothers. For sisters, it will be live-streamed at home. And there's also food served after the event. So do make your way down, inshallah. If you're not there for the ilm, you can come for the food at least. At least just come, take some benefit from the ulama, and, you know, benefit your stomach as well, inshallah. Lastly, every single Tuesday, there is a gathering for the ladies in the masjid from 10:30 to 12:30 in the mornings. So those of you who have sisters, mothers, grandparents, daughters, let them know inshallah, and they can also benefit from the masjid. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy and grant us al-hidayah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا مولانا محمدا على العالمين جميعا وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين المتلوثين الخطائين الهالكين شفيعا فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لدي صلاة سبقا وتدوم بدوام الملك الحي القيوم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المؤمنون رحمنا ورحمكم الله تعالى أوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر والإعلان عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى ملك كريم جواد بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين لا سيما على أولي بالتصديق أمير المؤمنين أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أعدل الأصحاب أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمير المؤمنين عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين أبي الحسن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى ابنه الكريمين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء البتول الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلينا معهم يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا يا مولانا واجعلنا منهم واخذ من خذل دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا يا مولانا ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وجل وأهم وأعظم وأكبر عباد الله ইয়ারহামুকুমুল্লাহ।
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Please ensure that your sufuf are straight, that you are shoulder to shoulder. There are no gaps in the rows, there are no gaps in the saf. Also ensure that your mobile phones are turned off or on silent. Jazakumullah khair. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا حساب الميزان اللهم احفظ لنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا وطاعتنا كلها وصلاتنا هذه صلاة الجمعة مع جماعة المسلمين اللهم عنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم رب ارحم هما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا يا خير الرازقين اللهم انصرنا يا خير الناصرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا خطايانا كلها يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العافية وعلما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم ببركة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا رحمة للعالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين